Corp coaches poll. Let's talk about a few of those pieces. The concussion rule. In News Corp's preseason poll of 24 coaches and assistant coaches across the NRL, the overwhelming majority said they believed that the game's concussion guidelines were being used to the advantage by their opponents. What are your thoughts on that, brother?
Oh, I don't think it's a surprise, Gussie. I mean, you know, last year was a similar result in the poll that they thought, or coaches were suspicious of their colleagues, and I don't think it surprised any of us that the rules are still being, the envelope's still being pushed when it comes to the concussion rules. I don't think anyone would be shocked by that. And, you know, it's something the NRL's been trying to get their head around for a while now, and it's obviously a work in progress. I think to keep at it because we've got to try and keep ahead of these coaches because they're smart cookies.
Rudy, obviously we saw the furor around the Pride jersey last season. They've put forward an offer around a respect round, or Peter Valandis has. What are your thoughts?
I like the idea. I mean, obviously the Pride round, the Pride jersey caused so much angst, and I think if they did that again, or any other clubs or the NRL did that, you can see from the coaches' poll that there'd be sort of mixed support for that. But I think the idea of a respect round, respecting everyone, I mean, I think it takes that whole concept of the Pride, because there's a bit of a stigma around the Pride jersey now, right? Yeah. Because of what happened to Manly. You removed that by making a respect round. So, you know, I think Pete's got a bit of flack on social media over it, but I don't mind it. I think it's a smart idea because I think it removes that stigma around the so-called Pride jersey, you know, and it sort of reframes it as a respect round. I like the idea.
Rudy, do you think it's putting unnecessary pressure on coaches? You know, sometimes to say, oh, yeah, I say yes. They say, you know, I wouldn't tell my players to do it. Do you think it puts a bit of pressure on them?
What, in terms of a Pride round, Del?
Yeah, about Pride round.
I think it puts, well, it obviously puts the coaches in a difficult position because they're divided on it. And so some coaches obviously feel it's not the right thing to do. So I think, as I said, if it was a Pride jersey or a Pride round, I think that would put unnecessary pressure on the coaches. I think that's what Peter wants to do. He wants to remove that pressure on coaches and players and the game itself by instead framing it as a respect round. And respect for everyone, not just in terms of the LGBT community, in terms of every part of community. So I think it's a good idea.
Yeah, I can understand where he's coming from as well. And he's trying to please everyone, which is a difficult thing to do. We spoke to the boss of the Sydney Kings, didn't we, boys, last week?
Yeah.
And he just said, we're having a Pride jersey, that's it. And all the players went, yep. No problem. The round went ahead and they had a full house and all that sort of stuff. So different sports have different angles to it. Let's move on to the rugby union threat, Reedy, because, you know, plenty of coaches are worried about that now with Eddie Jones now at the helm, and it's a global game. You've got World Cups to look at. You know, it just feels now that rugby union might grab a couple of blokes from rugby league rather than the other way around.
Yeah, but I reckon the essence of that response, and the coaches were overwhelmingly voted that rugby union is not a threat, is that, okay, they can see that maybe rugby league will lose one or two guys or one or two young players who might have come through and become rugby league players, but I think they realise that the game's in good enough shape now and the players earn so much money in the game now. I mean, we're going to have a couple of players this year, who are earning over $1.5 million thanks to the increased salary cap.
Wow. Who's that? Like Cleary in that? Cleary,
Cleary was on 1.3 before the cap changed.
Wow.
And I believe he had a ratchet clause in his contract. So, you know, that sort of money, even rugby can't compete in this country with that sort of money. So I think that's where they're coming from. They don't see rugby. And Eddie Jones will bring all this hype and hoopla with him. But ultimately, if they don't win, and Eddie doesn't have a transformational effect on rugby union, then it's not going to pick up. It's not going to threaten rugby league. It's not like the days when Dell went over there for bucket loads of cash. It's just not there anymore.
Yeah, it's true, but I did make the turnstile spin, baby.
You did, Del.
Hey, Reedy, just finally, just on NRL expansion, I mean, the coaches were briefed or asked around the Dolphins being the fourth and final NRL team in Queensland. They all agreed that that's pretty much the way it should be, but if there was to be any team, it would be a Perth expansion.
Yeah, look, they're overwhelmingly in favour of Perth rather than another team in southeast Queensland. And you know, I think we'll go down that. I think the game will go down that path. There'll be an 80 team at some point down the track. It won't be any time soon. I just hope when they make that decision, they give the new team enough time because the Dolphins haven't had enough time. That's an issue. It's going to be an issue this year. I think the Dolphins are going to struggle a bit this year. And it's just because they haven't had enough time to get ready for the competition and sign players. So hopefully when they make that call, and I think they will make that call, hopefully they give that team enough time to put together a roster that's capable of at least pushing for the top eight.
Nice one, Reedy. You've had 8 weeks off. You've come back. You're punching well above at the moment.
Oh, Reedy, how's the 10, mate? Is it looking good?
Mate, I am brown as a berry. I look sensational. Could it wear off?
The Rush Hour with Gus, Jude and Wendell. Weekdays from 4 on Triple M.